Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJA and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting View. Now, I'm going to call this one Jordan Henderson. Bridges burnt, bought and paid for. Because it's a sad little situation, but he's recently come out and said, Jordan Henderson has recently come out and said some very interesting comments in regards to his move to Al Ettifaq. Now, you've obviously got to bear in mind, Steven Gerrard is the manager there. But apart from that, a lot of people have seen the move as basically a bit of a betrayal. And especially the LGBTQ plus community, because Jordan Henderson going out to Saudi Arabia, as if it kind of wasn't bad enough about obviously the Saudis' reputation when it comes to homophobia and also their reputation in general when it comes to human rights, and the fact that Jordan Henderson has been an ally of the LGBTQ plus community. It is one of them ones. His move to Saudi Arabia, especially out of anybody, has seemed very peculiar, to say the very least. Now, with the way it's gone down, he's recently come out in The Athletic, and it seems that Jordan Henderson has been intent on burning bridges. And it seems like burning every bridge he possibly can. Because his comments on Liverpool, let me go for those first, being a Liverpool supporter myself. Now, his comments, he basically came off sounding, I can't believe I'm going to say this about him, but Jordan Henderson to me came off sounding a bit like Emmanuel Adebayor. Oh, if they said they love me, I might have stayed, and blah, blah. And it's like Jordan Henderson coming out and saying, oh, if the club had said that they'd wanted me, I'd have stayed. And it's like, what? That's your reason for leaving? Dude, people would respect you a hell of a lot more if you just came out and said, yeah, I left for the money. Because fair dues. As I've said on other Straight Shooting View episodes, you want to leave for the money? Cool. That's down to you. And at the end of the day, it's like if you want to make as much money as you can whilst you've still got the legs to do it, then why not? Expand your social media profile, make some money. But don't make up some cock and bull excuse about the club didn't want you or they didn't make you feel wanted. You got to remember, say, the guy was our club captain. So it's not as if he was, say, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, for instance, or Naby Keita, for instance, where these guys were injured most of the time and we needed to get them off the books because their wages were too high. No, it's not that situation. Jordan Henderson was respected, revered, and loved as our club captain. So for him to come out and say, oh, the club didn't make me feel like I was wanted, it's like, dude, flimsy excuse. Sorry, dude, it doesn't hold water, it doesn't wash. And for me, as I said, it just comes across as someone trying to find excuses to leave. It's like, it's not me, it's you. It's not you, it's me. All that. No. It's like, dude, you wanted to leave. You wanted to get one last paycheck. Just be honest about it. Seriously, George, just be honest about it. It's like, the Euros are coming up. I need to be playing regularly. Dude, you were playing regularly enough for Liverpool to be getting into Gareth Southgate's squads anyway. So that's clearly not a reason. It's like, the Saudi, I need to be playing regularly. Yeah, you're playing regularly in what's essentially a pub league. So, yeah, once again, it's like El Cheapo excuses. And I said, for me, it just comes across as very, very weird. Him trying to also justify going out there as well to the LGBTQ plus community, who feel betrayed by him going out there after him being an ally and at times a spokesperson in support of them. And it's like, I'm going out, this is a big project, I want to work with Gerard. It's like, dude, just say it's for the money, seriously, because otherwise you're sounding like a guy with the values of a mercenary but doesn't want to look that way, and you're ending up just making yourself look stupid. Because him saying, we need someone out there on the ground to be trying to open the minds of the Saudi people, basically that. And it's like, well, you're not going to do that. Because he was also asked as well, are you going to wear the rainbow armband? And he went a really long way to basically say no, without saying no. He went the long way round. And it's like, dude, just say no. Just say you don't want to risk your paycheck, so you're not going to do it. It's frustrating, because him coming out and making excuses, saying, it's this, it's that, it's not that, it's not the money, money was the last thing that I thought of. It's like, no, dude, money was the first thing you thought of, quite clearly, for you and your family. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think what's annoyed a lot of fans is that he's not being honest about it. And he's trying to make up, a load of excuses to justify why he's gone out there. And it's like, dude, just say it's for the money. No one will think any less of you. If anything, people will think more of you because you're one of the few players that will be honest about it. But he's dropped the ball. To me, he's burnt bridges. He's just burnt bridges, torched bridges with Liverpool. Because to say the club didn't want you and didn't make you feel wanted, okay, cool. So what about all the times when fans were criticising you, but you were still getting put in Liverpool squads every single week? You were still playing week in, week out. Even though, like, there have been so many people over the last couple of seasons who have said, his legs have gone, this and that. And it's like, dude, you're still getting played week in, week out. And it's like, from the start, personally, I have always been an advocate of Jordan Henderson as a player. And you can go back to Pitch Talk episodes from 8, 9, 10 years ago when he was born. And it was one of them ones. I was an advocate then, and I continue to be an advocate of his. And it's one of them ones where it's just sad to see this. And it's sad to see whether he's done it for clickbait. And I mean, his quotes haven't been twisted, because there's only one real way you can read those quotes. Usually it'd be one of them where I'd be saying, yeah, the media have twisted his quotes, taken them out of context. And it's like, well, this time, actually, no, they actually really haven't. He's buried himself by saying what he said. Because at the end of the day, you got to look here. It's like, compare him to his former teammate now, James Milner. Now, you look at the role that Milner had. And Milner's my age. He's 37. So he's 4 years older than Henderson. Even when Milner was first bought, first came to us on a free transfer, he knew that he wasn't going to play every week in, week out. He knew that. but also as well, it was one of them where you got to look at, especially in his last two seasons, where he was being played as a makeshift fullback. He was playing maybe once every 2 to 3 games, but you never, ever heard James Milner moan about it. Never heard him moan. And he left the club for Brighton this summer. It's like, you know what? Good luck to him. And he's not doing too badly there so far. And it's like, you know what? Good luck. And he didn't come out in an interview in The Athletic trying to bury the club. Trying to say, oh, they didn't want me. Oh, they were bringing in players younger than me. And, oh, I was a bit annoyed that I wasn't going to get as much playing time. Like Jordan Henderson has come out and basically said. It's like, oh, I want to be picked every week without fail. It's like, well, no, you're 33. We've brought in, like, Gravenberch, Endo. We've brought in McAllister, Szoboszlai. And all of these guys are like 23, 24. Dude, they're like 9, 10 years your junior. We needed a midfield rebuild. So we had to go out and buy more midfielders, and we bought 4. So it's one of them where it's like, dude, you're getting older. You're not getting any younger. You're almost in your mid-30s. What did you expect to happen? And if you were really, like... I said it's even more disappointing because he was our club captain. That's what made those comments about, oh, the club didn't want me, even more disappointing. Because it's like, dude, you're our club captain. We can't give you any more of an honour than that. Even though you're playing once a week and we've got 2-3 games a week, you are still our club captain. So it's like, yeah, it's just very strange. It was just very, very strange, his comments. And I said, with him coming out and saying, oh yeah, I'm going to Saudi Arabia so that I can be, oh, because they need someone there who's gonna talk up for the LGBTQ+ community. It's like, well, that's all well and good, but you've basically admitted you're not going to be wearing any rainbow laces or a rainbow armband. So you're not going to be doing anything. It's essentially a paid holiday for you and your family. So, what I said, it's just, why not just be honest about it, Jordan? You've burnt bridges, mate. And if you don't get into that Euro 2024 squad, your problem. Your problem, your fault. You chose the potentially easy way out, and then you started burning bridges. And him saying as well, oh, one of the other things that was annoying as well, it's like, oh, no other Premier League club came in for me. Yeah, and? So what? That's not a reason to go burning bridges. So it's like, as I said, the whole thing with Jordan Henderson is just, it's disappointing. More than anything, it's actually just disappointing. Someone who's our club captain, held in high regard, came in for a lot of fierce criticism over the years, the club backed him, and now you just turn tail and start shooting your mouth off. Nah, it leaves a bad taste in the mouth. And I said, I don't expect blind loyalty from players. I know football's a mercenaries game, but I said, at least be honest about it. Don't come out and shoot your mouth off and start making up stories because you wanted to go to Saudi Arabia and make money. And that's the jack. You know what? I want to know your views. www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. Was Jordan Henderson right in what he said to The Athletic? Was he wrong? It's one of them ones. Do you agree with his comments that he said to The Athletic? Should he have even said what he said? But you know what? At pitchtalk.com on Twitter, tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. Facebook.com/pitchtalk. Become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group. Also, youtube.com/pitchtalk for all of our videos and vlogs as well, including the Straight Suit Review, Coaching with JBK and more. Also, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so many more places. Wherever you pick up your podcast is where you can pick our podcast, the Pitch Talk podcast, up as well. We're on Instagram at Pitch Talk. So, yeah, wherever you are is where we are as well. I have been straight shooting LJA, and as a somewhat disappointed Liverpool fan and our former club captain, I will see you next time. Take care, peeps.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
The official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.